Good morning and welcome, welcome, welcome. It is time now for our community connection right here on K1, the one you trust. Yeah. And it's brought to you by Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home and Tall Grass Motors. Well, today we have OKM Music in with us today. And we have Mary Lynn Mim and also Ryan Martin here in studio. And it's great to have people back in the studio. I don't feel so all alone anymore.
All lonely up in here.
Good morning.
Good morning again. Long time no see.
Exactly.
But we've got, first of all, for the folks who didn't hear over the weekend, and we put it on the news quite a bit, we moved the festival to Labor Day.
Yes, we have. September 4th through September 10th. That gives everyone plenty of time to get healed, to get back in the swing of things, to get their family and friends ready, to go have a great festival.
And that is, and of course, go to the website, okmmusic.org. And you can get the lineup and also the ticket prices and a little bit of a discount, too.
Yes, sir. We have a very special 10% discount right now. I love music. So if you love music, buy your tickets now and show your support for the arts, show your support for the community, and get ready to come out and have some fun.
Great deal. Well, we have Ryan here with us, and I understand Ryan and a few Rachel. Other folks, Rachel, have come up with a little bit of an idea for a very special day.
They have. Ryan, tell us all about it.
So tomorrow morning, we are going to be participating in Giving Tuesday Now, which is a global response to the COVID pandemic. Mm-hmm. Organizations from all over the world are really going to be participating in this just as a way to try to combat this virus. But we're going to be doing something a little bit differently with OKM. Mm-hmm. So starting tomorrow at 10 o'clock, we're going to be having performers from Bartlesville, from Oklahoma, and even all over the United States that are going to be joining us on Facebook starting at 10 o'clock in the morning.
Holy physical distancing, Batman!
And the whole idea of this is music is a universal language emits right now. We're trying to convey this message of hope. Even whenever the virus is really starting in Italy, I don't know if you watched a lot of the videos of these musicians that were performing from the balconies. You had violinists, you had vocalists, even accordion players that were performing from the balconies to try to bring this message of hope that everything is going to be okay. And so that's what we're really going to be trying to do tomorrow morning. So starting at 10 o'clock, we're going to be starting off with Rachel Foote, who is our new box office director, but she's a wonderful pianist. And so she's going to be starting at 10 o'clock doing a Facebook Live, just playing some music. And at every single hour during the day, we're going to be showcasing another artist. And so the majority of our artists, which is really neat, they actually are from Bartlesville, mm-hmm. but they have gone and done really great things with their life. And so we have Anne Rayburn. I don't know if you're familiar with Anne. Okay. She performed with OKM Music last year.
Oh, right.
And she grew up loving to perform on the stage for children's musical theater, but she now resides in Los Angeles and has a YouTube following of well over 300,000 followers now.
That's quite a following.
Every single time I go online, she has maybe another 50,000. She's just really exploding in popularity, which is
great.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
But she is a guitarist, songwriter, but she does all original music. And she also does covers, but she's really kind of taken on to the songwriting scheme of things, which is really, really neat.
She's an amazing performer, and she also is an amazing dancer. She has a new video out about the virus that's absolutely adorable.
I just watched that last
People
night.
People should definitely check her Facebook out.
Well, that's good.
Or YouTube. Channel, yeah. Sorry.
In addition to Anne, we also have Kennedy Coggle, who is now a Broadway star. She actually just performed on beautiful Carole King musical.
Yeah, I remember.
She was just
yeah.
here, I think that was a few months ago, at the Community Center. But she's also played Elphaba on the national tour of Wicked. So mm-hmm. she's gone to do wonderful things with her life. But we also have Julie Welch, who is a recent Bartlesville High School graduate. But she is currently studying vocal performance at Oklahoma Baptist University. Mm-hmm. And Julie is phenomenal. I don't know if you've ever had a chance to hear Julie sing, but she
really puts it out.
She is wonderful. Wow. She's going to be a wonderful treat for us. But in addition to all of this Bartlesville talent, we also have Oklahoma talent. We have Brent Giddens, who really has made a name for himself across the entire state, performing at casinos and festivals and concerts from literally all over the entire state. He's mm-hmm. absolutely remarkable.
Yeah, performed 2 years in a row for us at mm-hmm. the OKM Festival. Mm. And so we don't know. The surprise will be tomorrow. Will it be Brent who shows up with Terry Day, his steel guitarist, or will it be Elvis who shows up? We don't know yet.
We don't know.
Brent has quite a following as Elvis.
He really does. But in addition to Brent, we also have Freya Downey, who she was our production manager. No, she is going to be our production manager this festival. She was interning with us last year. Mm-hmm. But she's a VLO performer, and she's studying at the University of Oklahoma, I believe. And she's absolutely phenomenal. She's mm-hmm. a senior. Unfortunately, didn't get to perform her senior recital because of the virus. She's really bummed out about that.
Well, so you get to do this.
That's what we told her. We're like,
you didn't show it.
Exactly. So we're very pumped to have her.
Good.
As well as Taylor Palmer and Bradley Hetherington, who are also piano performers. Mm-hmm. So just all day, starting at 10 o'clock at every hour, we're going to be showcasing one of these wonderful artists to just try to bring hope to the community, but also raise funds mm-hmm. for OKM Music.
Okay. We've got this stellar lineup here, and I mm-hmm. like that. And you right at the end, raise funds. How do people contribute during these performances that Definitely. We're going to have on Facebook Live?
Definitely. So through Facebook's platform, you're able to make a secure online donation directly through our Facebook page. And if you're not following our Facebook page, it's in all caps, OK Mozart. So you can definitely like us, and you will be able to donate directly through Facebook. But if you're not comfortable directing through a social media platform, which is totally fine, you can also donate through our website tomorrow at okmmusic.org. Yeah. And I'm under the awareness that if we raise up to $5,000 tomorrow, mm-hmm. our chairman of the board will actually be matching every donation tomorrow to $5,000.
Wow. Yes. That's great.
So all my friends and family and those who want to get me back, just please donate. Donate to a worthy cause. All of our funds raised tomorrow are going directly to the artist.
Yes.
And I have pledged to match up to $5,000. So help us meet that goal and help bring our artists some much needed relief that they also need. As many of us have seen, you know, and all the artists that Ryan's talked about, a lot of them have been performing during this virus for free, mm-hmm. and they've been trying to give back to the community, and so this is our way to give back to them.
All right, great. This is really stellar. I really like this. And, of course, this is a way to take, you know, something that's been a bit of a tragedy. Well, let's not candy coat it. It has been a tragedy.
Unfortunately.
We've lost a lot of people here. And turn it around to say, you know something? We're going to do something positive. We're mm-hmm. going to do something really good, and we're going to do it for our community. And I commend you guys for doing this thing for the Giving Tuesday. Now I guess you got to put a hashtag in.
We have to do the hashtag. Yes.
Yeah, yeah. And then of course, you know, having the wherewithal to be able to move the festival itself pretty much as is mm-hmm. and just replant it.
Yes.
To right. September 4th. That's really amazing. That's a lot of moving parts. And that could not have been an easy feat.
No, it requires a lot of community collaboration, a lot of effort, a lot of very long hours by the staff to make that happen. And of course, just having some amazing artists who understood, who were just grateful to be able to have that opportunity, because so many cancellations have happened for them. You know, I've talked to our performers from maybe private events, corporate events, weddings, mm-hmm. all the way to the huge festivals and concerts that they typically play in. And all of those have been canceled up through this point. Some of them have been postponed, but after talking to many of our artists, many of them have not been postponed, and they were actually canceled outright. So the loss of income has been great. And of course, if these guys didn't have a business entity set up or they didn't have employees, they might not have been able to apply for some of the small business loans. And mm-hmm. so they really didn't have recourse. And so we're hoping maybe by us being able to give a small piece back that we can really help them. And through the funds that we'll be raising tomorrow, that allows me to go ahead and give their fees early so that they don't have to wait to September, because they were all counting on it, mm-hmm. you know, a month from now. And so that will really help, I think, them. And they're very grateful, very excited, very appreciative. But the hours that have gone into moving this, it takes a whole year to get to that point.
Yes.
And then in a few weeks to make the decision to move it. The staff has been amazing. So I'd like to give a shout out to Ryan Martin, Rachel Foote, and Rose Hammerschmidt for making that happen. And then, of course, to our entire board. We are truly grateful. The community center has been remarkable. Val is always amazing with her staff to work with us. Bob Frazier, representing both Frank Phillips Home and Woolah Rock, have been amazing. Our production crew, Axiom, the music store in Tulsa that helps us do backline, all of the hotels, and even the airlines have mm-hmm. been amazing at helping us make all of those changes. And so we are very grateful, we are very blessed, and we are so pumped up about September.
Well, this is kind of cool. I'd like to know how it worked out. It must have been the stars aligning perfectly that the artists just happened to be available on the same darn days of the week. Move it fast forward for
you
a
know,
few months.
That's cool. It was amazing. Yeah. And unfortunately, we did have one casualty, if you will. And of course, bless their heart, that was Canadian Brass. Mm-hmm. And who thought when all of this started, you know, you worry about everyone's safety, you worry about the laws and CDC guidelines. But I hadn't honestly thought about the borders being closed.
Yeah.
And so who knew that that was also going to be a factor into this? But, you know, so many of the artists are spread out across the country with their bands and with their backup musicians. And so it's been really interesting to see how they've tried to adapt to that. And many of them haven't been able to perform. And like Dallas Brass is an example. Their performance is not only musical, but it's very dance choreographed. Mm-hmm. And so it requires them to be able to get together in person. And of course, with them all being all over, they can't do that until the travel bans are lifted and until it's safe for them to get back together. So it's crazy all the things that go into this to make the stars align, but they did. And so shout out to also Dallas Brass for being willing to step in at the last minute and come back and help us.
I think they like us.
I think they do. Michael is really, really excited. It's kind of interesting how God worked it out for us. But by moving it to September with the kids being in school, we're actually able to offer double the amount of children's programming. Mm-hmm. And so one of the things that Dallas Brass is going to do is come to the schools and actually have classes and maybe work with the orchestra, band kids, and just be able to perform for them a little bit. And of course, during the summer, that really isn't feasible, but we are so thrilled for them to be able to do that. So they're actually coming a couple days early to go take a tour of the schools where the schools will have them, and they are so pumped up. That's what Michael said as he's gotten older. He said, that's what keeps me going are those youngins, and I want to keep introducing them to brass and inspire them to be musicians.
All righty. That's going to be a lot of fun. Mm. And let's not forget tomorrow. Again, what time do we start off?
10 a.m. tomorrow morning on our Facebook.
Hashtag Giving Tuesday now. And we've got Rachel Foote, Freya Downey, Taylor Palmer, Julie Welch, Brent Giddens, Ann Reburn. Also, we've got Bradley Hetherton, Kennedy Coggill, and maybe a special little treat.
We'll see.
Little icing there on the cake?
We will see.
We'll see. Okay, so you have to tune in to the Facebook. And again, where can they find you on Facebook?
It's in all caps, okay, space, Mozarts.
All right, great. Thank you both for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
All righty. And keep the music playing. Let's never let that die. You've been listening to our Community Connection program on K1, the one you trust. It's brought to you by Arnold Moore and Kneecap and Tall Grass Motors.
Maybe this is the...